You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government has announced there will be an inquiry into claims ABC chairman Justin Milne called for journalist Emma Alberici to be fired because her reporting upset the government. Fairfax Media is reporting an email from Mr. Milne reveals he instructed former ABC managing director Michelle Guthrie to fire the broadcaster's chief economics correspondent in May. "We are tarred with her brush," it reads. "We need to save the ABC, not Emma." Communications Minister Mitch Fifield has released a statement saying the Secretary of the Department of Communications and the Arts will conduct the inquiry, with the findings to be reported to the Minister as soon as possible. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it is important the ABC's independence is respected.
"The ABC is an independent broadcaster. It's funded by the taxpayers. I expect the ABC to behave in a professional way. I expect it's everyone who works there to respect the fact that it's funded by the Australian taxpayers and it should conduct itself in a highly independent and unbiased way. That's what I expect of the ABC. That's what all Australians expect of the ABC."
Ms. Guthrie was sacked on Monday, with Mr. Milne commenting that her relationship with the federal government could have been better. Two of Ms. Alberici's stories on corporate tax earlier this year were rewritten after government objections. She has told the ABC she was never told about the complaint.
"I certainly didn't know about it before I saw it in the newspaper as you did, and I haven't had any personal conversations with anyone at board level or indeed Michelle Guthrie, so I can't verify it. It's disappointing if it's true, obviously. You don't want your chairman to hold such a dim view of you and your journalism."
ABC staff have called on Mr. Milne to stand aside for the duration of the investigation, with employees passing motions in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane and Tasmania on Wednesday. Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance Chief Executive Paul Murphy says a free public broadcaster is vital for democracy.
"There are a lot of countries in the world with state broadcasters who just broadcast what the government allows them to broadcast, what the government tells them to broadcast. We don't have that in Australia. We don't want that in Australia."
Justin Milne has issued a statement saying he will not provide a running commentary on the issues that arise as the board carries out its duties. Former ABC Managing Director David Hill says Mr. Milne's position is untenable.
"The chairman of the board, who should be there to protect the independence and the impartiality of the ABC, has decided to comply with the pressure, political pressure in Canberra, and threatened to sack a senior staff member. That's unprecedented to my knowledge."
There has also been the question of the government's role in the matter. Deputy Labor Leader Tanya Plibersek says if the federal government has interfered in the ABC's workings, it is a shocking abuse of power.
"So I think now is the time for the Communications Minister to say what he knows. Is it true that the government has put pressure on the ABC to get rid of journalists? Is it true that the Prime Minister was involved in putting this pressure on the ABC? What does the Communications Minister know?"
Greens leader Richard Di Natale says he's also concerned about the government's involvement. He has told the National Press Club there needs to be a transparent investigation into the matter.
"He has put in writing, if those reports are correct, that the problem wasn't with the journalism, the problem was with the Liberal Party hating the journalists and being held to account. We can't allow that to happen. The ABC charter is very clear. It needs to be independent of political influence, and we are going to need to get to the bottom of what happened, who said what to whom, who's lying."
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.